We want to take a moment to note the death of Herschel Woody Williams, the last surviving recipient of the Medal of Honor from the Second World War. Woody Williams received the Medal of Honor from President Harry Truman in 1945 for his heroism in the Battle of Iwo Jima. In a National World War II museum oral history, Williams, who was a U.S. Marine flamethrower operator, remembered that the island was protected by Japanese forces holed up in small forts called pillboxes along the beach.
The captain, having lost a great number of his Marines, called for a meeting of all NCOs and officers. We only had a couple officers left. He was looking for ideas. How do we do this thing? What can we do to make progress and not get people killed? So he was asking others for ideas, and he looked over at me and he said, "Do you think you can knock out some of those pillboxes with a flamethrower?" So he said, "Well, I'll give you some Marines," and he gave me two automatic riflemen, two riflemen, and their instructions were to protect me. And I got strapped flamethrower on my back and started crawling toward the pillboxes. 7 pillboxes I got that afternoon in 4 hours. Don't ask me how I did it. I don't have any idea how I did it. And I never got touched. They never got me. You've got a job to do for which you're trained. You've got to do it for the people around you, for the other Marines. And two of them got killed protecting my life. This medal belongs to them. It really doesn't belong to me.
Williams died early Wednesday at the age of 98. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice called him, quote, "one of the greatest West Virginians who ever lived."